Daf Mem. Brachas Daf Mem, and we are on Lamates Amabez, three lines from the bottom, as we continue with the Inyanim related to Inyane Brachos, and we mentioned when is it appropriate to cut the challah, and what does one do on Shabbos, how many challahs does one cut, we have the Machlokas Rashi Rashba, when does one make a Hamotzi versus when does one make a Mizonos, we talk about when bread might lose its status of bread, as we spoke about the past couple of days. Now we continue, three lines from the bottom, Lamates Amabez. Rav Ami v'Ravasi, Kavi Misrami Luhu Rifta De'eruva. When Rav Ami and Rav Asi, when they received Rifta De'eruva, when they, after they had set an Eruv Chatzeros, and they used an Eruv Chatzeros for Shabbos, when they used to use the bread, they used to eat the bread afterwards, Mavarchan Alei Amotzi Lechem Anaretz, they used to make sure to eat the bread after they used it for the Erev Chatzeres. Why? Amri, they said, hold this, Avid Bei Mitzvah Chado, Nevid Bei Mitzvah Achrisi. Once we used it for one mitzvah, well, we want to try to use it for the another mitzvah as well. Right? It's a covet of the bracha, that if you use it for one mitzvah, you can use it for another mitzvah as well. Yosef Engel here quotes in the Gilyoni HaShas a number of examples where we find this concept of once you use it for one mitzvah, you might as well use it for another mitzvah. Right? We know this concept from lulav. So we take our lulavim and burn it with the chametz. Right, we did one mitzvah with it, so instead of just throwing it out, because me'ikar adin, a lulav does not have inherent kedusha. A lulav is tashmishe mitzvah, it's not tashmishe kedusha. A tashmishe mitzvah, we know me'ikar adin can be nizrakin, not in a mevuzeh, not in a disgraceful way, but tzitzis and lulav and shofar and sukkah, all of the items that are chefza shal mitzvahs that are not connected to ksav of Torah do not require geniza, are not what we call shemus, and therefore me'ikar adin they can be thrown out. But the minhag is to try to use it for another mitzvah. So a lulav, many say the lulavim, in order to burn with the chametz. The way Gilyon Eshas quotes it from the Marivayel, they used to use the lulav in order to heat the ovens, in order to bake the matzahs with. Not dafka the chametz, but in order to bake the matzahs with. Umariz alay ragalasas imenu hesik b'fiyataner b'chaz afiyas hamatzahs b'shum di shevach eitzim b'pas. And therefore he wanted to use it. Then he says Venira Lee, and that's why people also use, and this is also quoted in the Shulchan Aruch earlier, to use the extra or the ripped off tzitzis strings for bookmarks in one svarim. Again, once something was used for a mitzvah, you might as well use it for another mitzvah. Then he quotes a couple of other examples of this. But that is the tashbates. The efshar, the kshehe'erusin v'chasima saksuba na'asiz ka'achas. If you have the marriage and the ksuba, like we do, you have it all done at the same time. The tov shiyu eide erusin eide haksuba. Should use the same eidim. V'yeshal damozel arifta de'eruva b'shabsa de'mavarchan alei amotzi. Holvaz avad be'mitzvah chadez avad be'mitzvah chrisi. That's an extension. Once you use this bread for one mitzvah, use it for another mitzvah. Once you use these people for one mitzvah, being eidim here, you know, you could use it to be eidim for the next mitzvah as well. Hacharam, ikimen this avad be'eidim elu mitzvah chadez ne'avad be'hu mitzvah chrisi. Then you have the counter pressure. The Gilyoni HaShas says, I don't think that's an exact parallel. Because you're not talking about objects, use this object, you're talking about people. Right? Get more people involved in mitzvahs, right? Barovam Hadras Melech, one might say. And he also says, Lechora, Yoser Hoyladamos, Lamaidarina Ba'alma, Hamaskla B'mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemar. Also, it's two separate mitzvahs. What, the ksuba and the marriage? You might apply to this context the principle that we know from Minyani Slichas at this time of year. The Shulchan, the Nosei Kelim quote on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch who quotes that the minhag is whoever says slichas davens that day hamasla b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar. That's a more appropriate principle, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, for the Edom case. Either way, the minhag olam in most places is to use different witnesses because barovam hadras melech and to give kibudim for more people, get more people involved in the process. But that is the Gilyoni HaShas quoting a couple of examples of this principle of once one mitzvah was done, we do another mitzvah with it as well. Good. Amar Rav, top of Daf Mem. Once we're talking about how to cut the challah, now we talk about what happens if one is mafsik after making the bracha and before one eats. This is not talking about talking between the Tzilos Yadayim and Hamotzi. This is talking about talking after Hamotzi. Amar Rav, tol bruch, eino tzarech lavarech. If somebody says Hamotzi, and then he says, he's passing the challah, and he says, here, take some challah. he says to, as he's passing it. So that is not called a hefsek. Eino tzarach lavarach, he does not have to make a bracha afterwards, a new bracha. It's not called a sach bein tayim. As we know, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sota, that there is a concept of sicha, of talking, which could break up a bracha. As the Gemara says, one of the chozri mi milchama is sach bein tefillin with tefillin. Somebody talks between the two tefillins, and we want to use the bracha of the shel yad on the shel rosh as well. As we know, Meikar Adin, right, the Machlokas Rishonim, how many brachas to say on tefillin? Some Rishonim say you only say one bracha on tefillin. That for sure you can't talk. But even according to Ashkenazi custom, who say, we'll get to this Be'ez Hashem at the end of the Masechta, Ashkenazi custom, who says two brachas on tefillin, Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, that does not mean there's one bracha on the Shel Yad and one bracha on the Shel Rosh. Does not mean that way. The Ramah quotes, if you only have the Shel Rosh, you make two brachas on the Shel Rosh. No, there's two, for some reason, not for now, we make two brachas on the mitzvah of tefillin. But either way, we try not to be mafsik, lechadchila, between the shel yad and the shel rosh. And that's the Gemara that Rashi quotes of sach, bein tefillin letefillin. That's not a hefsik. So, that is a hefsik if one talks there. But over here, says Rashi, if you're giving a piece of bread, a piece of challah to someone, and you say, tol, that is not called a hefsik. Why? First skinny line in Rashi, hach sicha tzorich bracha. Velo mifsika. That talking is a part of the process that you're involved in. It's the tzarech of the bracha. It's not called a hafsaka. But Rav says in the next line of the Gemara, Have melach, have lifton, tzarech lavarech. But if somebody says, where's the salt? Where's the lifton? Where's the dip? That tzarech lavarech, then you would have to make a new bracha. You know, say that before you say amotzi. Not after you say amotzi, because that is not, according to Rav, as crucial in terms of tzorich of the seuda. That is Rav.
Why isn't he eating first?
Why isn't he eating first? Maybe he's passing it and then he's going to eat. You're right, that's in terms of Hilchas Brachos, in terms of whole, the Mavarech is supposed to eat first. That's true. But he didn't. He didn't eat for whatever reason. Or maybe one could say, I think we've touched on this in the past, not recently, the halacha is that one is supposed to swallow before one talks. Right, after I make the bracha, hamotzi, I'm supposed to swallow. A lot of times, like, we put it in our mouth, we start chewing, like, it's good this week. Right, we're supposed to swallow first, beforehand. So maybe that's a hechi timsi, where somebody has it in the mouth, and they didn't swallow yet, and they're already passing it. Please, take some. So that's an example where he's at least on the way, on the process of eating it. So that's Rav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu heviu melech, heviu liftanami, tzorach levarach. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even pass the salt, or bring the salt, that also is not called a hefsik. Gevil l'ture tzorach levarach. But if somebody says, knead the dough for the ox, meaning get the food for the pets, that is a hefsik after hamotzi. For if sheshes amar, afilu gevil l'ture nami, tzorach levarach. Even Gvila Ture, please make sure you feed the dog. Right, that's also not a hafsik after hamotzi, before one eats. So that's also a tsarech seuda. The Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Asr la Adam, Sheyochau, is our girsa here, or on the side it says, Sheyitom, Kodem, Sheyitim, Machalo Behemta. It's Machalokas Achronim, whether it's eating or tasting. Could I taste something before I give to the animal? Either way, it's also to eat before I give food to the animal, shenemar, as we say in Shema. First the animal gets to eat, and then we get to eat. So all of these are considered tzrachim. Whenever any Rishon, or any Achron, for that matter, are quoting an example of, oh, it's not a hefsik, they always quote, it's no worse than Gvila Ture. Right, that's the lashon that is used, and it's this gemara right here. This gemara brachas dav mem. That's the gevil l'ture source. Right, we had yesterday the discussion of the taz and the shulchan aruch about being mafsik, cutting the bread on a weekday, cutting the bread between after the hamotzi before I eat. So that we said the shulchan aruch says that lechadchila on a weekday you're supposed to make a little cut a little bit, then hold it together to make the bracha on the shalem. But on Shabbos ein breira. Why? Because you can't. You have to have Lechem Mishnah. And we noted that the Achronim quotes a Medaktikim that maybe even mark it. But the Chassam Sofer on Shulchan Aruch there in Hilchas B'tzias HaPas says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the cutting it. You can't cut it afterwards. You're going to have to cut it on Shabbos. It's no worse than Gvil Leturei. It's no worse than that. What, cutting the challah is any worse than, you know, please feed the dog? No, they're both Sarach of the Suda, and therefore it is not called a... It is not called a hefsik. Good. Couple of days. The Tosas here discusses whether one has to be very machmed about salt, bisman hazeh. If you look at many different sources, we say the salt, you need salt. So is that really a atzorach b'zman hazeh? Says Tosfos about the fifth skinny line. The anu ein anu regilim lahavi ala shulchan lo melech v'lo liftan. Tosfos has in his first opinion, we do not have souls. We don't have to have dips on the table. We shouldn't pass shalanu chashuv. Our bread is so tasty, we don't need salt or dip. It's fine. Maybe earlier, in early generations, they had very dry and bland challah. But we have wonderful, amazing challah, and therefore salt is not as much of a tzorich, says Tosis. Fahari hu ki hata amr besamach, less dein tzorich boshesh. We're going to have in a minute. The Gemara is going to say, one of the Amoraim said, no, don't worry about it. Right? You don't have to delay for the salt because our bread tastes good. That's the first day of Tosfos. So these may be, according to Tosfos, the halach of Havil Melach does not apply to that. That would be a hefsek today, because one does not require it as much. But Tosfos continues, Miyu Rebbe Menachem, one of the not so common Baalei Tosfos, Rebbe Menachem, I am a medaktik ma'od, lo havi melach al ha-shulchan. Rebbe Menachem was very medaktik to have salt on the table, kedeisa b'medrash, like the medrash says, kishe Yisrael yoshvin al ha-shulchan, umamtinin zeh ezeh, achi'i lidehem. When you have 15, 20 people at your table, and they all go wash, and what do they already do while they wash? After they wash, they just sit there and do nothing. What are they doing? Spitzel Torah. But they're not doing anything. They're not being osik in mitzvahs. They're not learning. They're just sitting there waiting for the balabayas to come and make a motzi for them. So v'heim below mitzvos hasatan mekatrig aleihem. So the satan sees his time. He's like, oh, I got my way here. There's no mitzvahs. There's no learning. They're just sitting doing nothing. So the satan tries to prosecute at that moment. And what protects us? Ubris melach megin aleihem. The Medrash says the salt on the table. The bris melach, the covenant of salt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with us in Sefer Vayikra, that is the bris melach, and that's why Rabbi Menachem was very medactic. He says to have salt at the table. It does not say specifically to dip in the salt, but at least to have salt at the table. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in a couple of places. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes about bread, about salt on the table. Sorry, Kuf Samach Zayin. Where is the, 1 second. The end of Kuf Ayin, he also talks about this as well. But, let me just go through some of the reasons first, then we'll see the Shulchan Aruch. There are a number of, besides the Medrash that is brought here about why the need for salt, other reasons are given as well. Some suggest the reason is based on Achronim. Say the reason is that salt symbolizes, reminds us of Eshes Lot and Sodom. Why did she turn into salt? Because she gave salt, but the whole city wouldn't give salt. Salt symbolizes Achnasas Archim. Salt symbolizes that we do put salt on the table. We try to be Machnas Archim. That's a symbol of our Chesed, and therefore we try to dafka have salt on the table. Other reasons given that the Ma'am Loewe's quotes, condition is takab melach v'nizkar sheish l'davar divrei Torah ala shulchan. Why had us all remind us of Torah? Kishem shi yefshar la'olam b'li melach, kach yefshar la'olam b'lo Torah. Just like the food cannot survive without salt, the salt preserves, so too Torah preserves us. Well, a lot of symbolism relating to salt. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simin Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif. Let me just find it. Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Hey. Umikom Makom says the first the Shulchan Aruch says. Lo Yivsa Adam Hashem Yilufan Emelach Oliftan. Well, Rabbi is supposed to as Apetzia. Shulchan Aruch says you should bring bread. Ve'imhi Nekia Oshihimu Tubelas Betavlin. If it's great tasting bread anyway, you don't need it. Eino Tzarach Lahamtin. Don't worry about it. Rama, umikom makom mitzvah havi akol shulchan melech odem shiyifsa. It's a mitzvah to have salt on the table. Remember, the Rama here is talking about weekdays, not Shabbos specifically. We just never have bread during the week. But if one would have, it's a mitzvah to have salt on the table. Why? Ki ashulchan dome lemizbeach. Rama's quoting the Shibali Aleket. This is another reason, third or fourth reason we have already. The table is dome to the mizbeach. Viachila kakarban venemra akol karban chatak of melech. Our table is like a mizbeach. Just like Mizbeach is Mechaper, so to our table is Mechaper, and therefore, just like there's a connection of salt with the Mizbeach, we should have salt on the table. V'hu Megin min ha-Puranus. And it's Megin from Puranus. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Medrash that is in our Tosfos. There's an interesting ha'arah, I think we mentioned this in Shul a couple of weeks ago, that the minhag of many is to dafka dip the bread into the salt. Even if we have a salt shaker, many put the salt onto the challah board and then dip. Some people sprinkle it, that's fine, but some dip, where does that come from? So there is a Kabbalistic source which says that the bread, the challah, symbolizes midas harachamim, and the salt symbolizes midas hadin. And we want rachamim to be gover on din, and that's why the minhag is quoted in the Tzlusa de Avraham. Right, the Yitpo Melech Gimel Pamim, Velo Kamoshi Yishu Asimlo Datek Litin Melech Al Gabi Apas. Zeh Mashenogu Harbi Tzolochim HaMelchiyah V'Shofchim Melech Al HaShochan V'Yachach Matpil Anosov Lechem. You put, dip the bread in. Why do people do that? Because of this Midas HaRachemim to be gover on Midas Hadin. Okay, a couple of suggestions that we have. What about, you might have seen some people who, let's say you don't have salt. You just dip it in anything. You dip it in hummus. Dip it in some other type of dip. Sugar. That is less grounded in the sources. You know, salt, a lot of the reasons apply to specifically salt. Salt preserved, salt was on the Mizbeach, salt was connected to Sodom. There are a couple of suggestions, but the din of Tevila, you know, that's not as grounded in the sources. Number one, the other point to mention is the last halacha, quoted right here before the two dots, and that is the issue of feeding one's animals. Feeding one's animals. You know, so number one, that's not a hefsek. So as I said, this is what's quoted as not being being the example for not being a hefsek in tefillah. So that's why the tshuva of the Rush, or in Yonah de Yoma, the Rush writes, that's why we have a makri. We have a makri for tekios. It's not a hefsek. Because it's lo gara migvila ture. What, it's worse than go feed your animal? After Hamotzi, that's what we're allowed to have that. Or other Rishonim, the Rashba has a tshuva. That is why the Chazan, in many places, announces after Hashkiveinu, let's say on a Friday night, that's also Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yavo, or whatever, Moed Atal, even though if it's in a place where we try to be Somek Gula L'Tfila. So how does that work? The answer is, it's not a Hefzik. It's a Tzorech Tfila, just like the Gvila Ture is a Tzorech Seuda. This is the paradigm that is always brought to say, come on, it's not a Hefzik, right? It's Tzorech of the Tfila. What about the issue of feeding one's animals? What animal has to eat before they themselves eat? That is the halacha. It's quoted. Asul adam sheyochal kolim sheyidim achol behepto. Right, but most assume this is related to tzar balechayim. It's related to my animal's going to see me eating, and he's not eating, so they're going to be upset. So that is why, out of an outgrowth of tzar balechayim, that's where this halacha comes from. The shaila is this an issa daraisa? Is this an issa derabanan? How far does this go? What if I'm at my neighbor's house eating lunch, and I remember I didn't feed my animal yet? Do I have to go back? Is it only a din in his seeing me eat? Right, that's what's painful for him. Or is it, no, ultimately, though, so my animals have to eat before me. Rav Yaakov Emden has a tshuva in Chilek Aleph Siman Yud Zayin, and then we'll continue. Sha'alta, Misha Megadel Chatul O Kelev B'toch Beiso. Somebody has a dog or a cat. Does he have to feed the dog or a cat before he eats? That's the shaila. So he says, Lo Yadana, I don't know what the shaila was. It's before Gemara. He says, Lo Yadana, Yimisafka L'cha Yisru B'cha Behema. What is your question that has to, you're not sure if it's a chaya or a behema, and halacha only applies to behemas? Asal adav sheyocha lebehemto, says lefish lo matzidu iser ze ela eitzel habehema. He says, there's no suffix. He says, first of all, if you look in the sources in many contexts, chaya bechal behema. Therefore, even if you want to say a dog is a chaya, still, it would be included in this halacha. Number one. Number two, is your shiloh whether you're allowed to have dogs or cats in the house? You're allowed to have dogs and cats out. They're not considered untamed animals, especially Bisman Azeh, when everybody has dogs and cats, says the Rak of Emden. The Imi Shom, third potential, trying to understand the questioner. Is it because you think that only animals that work for you deserve to get food, but animals that are just there stomp, but they're not obeyed, it's not like your shore or other animals? He says, no, he says, Mistavra, the Chashibi Nami B'nei Malacha Ksas. I think dogs and cats are considered b'nei malacha. Why? Ta'achatul malachto merubah latzurah achbarim. You know, cats catch the mice in the house, and they catch the snakes in the house. Ubehedi achash le'le tamud, l'ba malacha b'ashoa, looking b'ba b'msia. V'chena kelev, avodaso gedola. Also a dog has a lot of work to do. What work? Eved ne'emon la'adonav. L'shmor habayis me'ari v'ganvi. B'yom ha'balayla. He barks when there's a stranger that comes to the door. That's good enough to earn his wage, right? It's good enough to earn his food. As the Gemara quotes elsewhere, when a person moves their lips, is that called a maisa? Edom zomimin, is that called a maisa when you lie about something? Yeah, moving your lips is a maisa. So he quotes that, a little tongue-in-cheek, no pun intended. Akopanim harein bun b'scharim is an osan alecha. Right, that's already considered avoda for them. And therefore he says you should make sure to feed them. El Shayira Li Apopikin Ibn Khiv Gomor. Okay. You want to say it's not as much? See, he's not focusing on the Tzar Balachaim element. He's focusing on the Magia Lachem. You have to serve, they work for a living. So you have to feed them first. Oh, afilu adaka sheina bas malachim. Ikol makom vaday shi bechal din zeh sheikaru mepnei tzar balei chayim. Because any tzar balei chayim shehari he smucha alecha v'mlo tehela is kavua laachila chok v'lo yaver tamas barov. If they don't have a set time, then they have instinct, and then they will be depressed, and it could lead to the health issues for these animals. And therefore, he says, make sure to feed them. Anyway, interesting tshuva. Shelas yaveit aleph yudzayin. We continue. Two dots. Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chia Ein Abotzei Rashi Livtoa Ashiv Yomelach Olivton Lifnei Kol Echad VeEchad. As we just said, Abotzeia is not allowed lechadchila to cut the challah until he has the salt. So again, from this Gemara, you see for sure after Netzilas Yadayim, before one makes hamotzi, if there's no salt on the table, one could say salt. One doesn't have to get into a whole long discussion. Just say salt. Bring the salt. Cut out the salt, please. Right, that is not the discussion of Hefsek in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about after Hamotzi. What happens if somebody was Mesiach after Netzilas Yadayim? Right, they forgot? What's the halacha? Or sometimes it happens if you're ever eating over at a family whose minhag is to wash before they, right, they bore piragafen, before they make Kiddush. A Yaki family minhag. So a lot of times, if you're not used to it, after Kiddush, start talking. Because you're not used to it, you washed already. Oh! Right, the halacha is one does not have to wash again. It's a misconception some people have. You don't have to wash again. As long as you have real hesach hadas and your hands, went to places which are not halachically clean, then you might have to wash again. But if somebody talks by mistake, for a second, one does not have to wash again. So that is, but again, one should try to make sure that it's there beforehand. Rava Bar Shmuel, Iklov Beirish Galusa. One time they went to the Reish Galusa. Afikale Rifta, Ubatzal Ahedya. And they brought him out bread and he made hamotzi immediately. Amrulei, Hadar Mar Mishmaisei. Didn't you say that you got to wait for the salt? Didn't you say you got to wait for you got to wait for the lifton? Amrulei, he said no. Less dain sarach b'shesh. He said no. This one does not need delay. Meaning this is tasty bread, and therefore I don't have to wait for the salt before I make hamotzis. This is the source that Tosas quoted earlier. That once if the bread tastes very good and you don't need salt, therefore the halacha would not apply. But again, the other Rishonim say this is not the only source. There are other reasons for the salt besides giving it a taste, and therefore, according to those reasons, one would still need salt on the table. Good. Once we quoted one halacha in this Amora's name, we quote another one. Ein mei raglayim kalim ela b'yeshiva. You see in the Shulchan Aruch over here, this is quoted in Hilchos Beis Akisei. It's talking to us about how we have to make sure we are clean after we go to the bathroom. So the Rebbe Chiya says the best way not to get Meir Aglayim, if somebody's going to the bathroom and they don't want to make sure not to get it on their own clothes, yeshiva, Rebbe Chiya suggests is the best way, because that's not going to go on your pants. Amarev Kahanu Bafra Tichawach Afilu Bamida. No, if you have a source where a receptacle or an area where it's not going to splash back, as was discussed earlier in the third parak, that even Bamida, right, if somebody has a toilet, right, so then one doesn't have to sit because one could be careful even in that situation. Either way, one should be mashtin in a way that does not get on his clothes. The Rishonim talk about if it gets on one's clothes, not just because it's not derech eretz, but because maybe people are going to think that it's an issue of kris shavcha and one does not go to the bathroom properly. Either way, one is supposed to be act with derech kavod even in the bathroom. This Gemara relates to the Gemara, the Tosfos we had earlier in Daf Yud Aleph, where Tosfos said, you only make one Berachas HaTorah in the morning. Why? If I stop learning and I learn again 3 hours later, because there's halachas everywhere. There's halachas everywhere. So even there are even halachas in the bathroom. So halachas in the bathroom, I mean, there's no hefsik from Torah, so hefsik from what we're focused on. Good. Make sure to eat salt after you ate. Salt helps the digestive system. And also drink afterwards. If you eat salt and drink water after you eat, it's wonderful. Right? Eat salt and drink water, and you'll be okay. Tanya idach, achal kol machol, velo achal melach, Shasa kol mashkin v'lo shasa mayim. If you didn't drink water or eat salt, bayom yidag min reach hapeh. If it's during the day, you got to be worried about bad breath. Ubalayla yidag min bnei askara. And at night, you might choke. You need that water to help drain and help the food go down. Askara, remember, is a throat illness, a choking type of disease, and therefore, one should make sure to properly digest and properly help wash down the food so that it doesn't lead to difficulties. Tanur, we'll talk about more of this in a minute. Let's continue for a minute. Tanur Rabbanan, continuing some other advice. Hamakape amakpe achilosu b'mayim. Literally, if you cause your food to float with water, that means if you drink a lot of water along with your food, so then it's good for the digestive system, the intestinal tract. Always to have liquid, to have water. V'kama amar of chizda ketone lapas. You have to have a ketone, a certain measure of water for every bread. Period. Amar of Mari amar biyochanan harogel ba'adashim achas l'shloshim yom. If you have lentils once a month, monea askara mitoch beiso. Then askara, again, this throat ailment would stay away. Aval kol yom alo, but don't have lentils every day. My time mishum takash l'recha pet. Right, the Gemara was worried about bad breath too, right? So you shouldn't have lentils too much because it'll cause bad breath. V'amar of Mari, amar of Yochanan, haraga b'char delachas l'shloshim yom. Remember, we got into this because the first statement was said by the same person who mentioned earlier issues of hefsek in the bracha. So that's how we got into this. Haraga b'char delachas l'shloshim yom. Somebody has chardal, mustard seed, once a month, monea chaloi mitoch beso. Again, that prevents illness. Aval kol yom alo, my time yishun tekasha l'choshul deliba. We shouldn't have it every day because it'll cause heart aches, heart ailments. Amar Reb Chiya Barashi Amar Rav, continuing, haraga b'dagim ketanim. Somebody has little fish, eino bali de'choli mi'ayim. Also, that will prevent intestinal problems. V'lo od, ela shedagim ketanim, mafrin u'marbin u'mavrin kol gufo shel adam. It not only will prevent problems, but it will have a positive effect on your insides, causing it to be mafrin v'marbe, causing it to be in a wonderful state. I'm Rav Chana Bar Chanina, finishing up. Haragel b'katzach, eino bali de'ke'ev lev. Somebody has a lot of katzach. What's katzach? Rashi says, ani shamati min zra'im shezaren osa be'eretz Yishmael. Type of growth that they grow in Arab lands. Type of vegetable. So if you have this katzach, eino bali, you don't come to ke'ev lev. Meisvei, is that really true? Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, katzach, echad mishishim simani hamavesu. It's 1/60th of poison. And if you sleep to the east of the silo that has katzach in it, damo b'rosho, is dangerous. It's dangerous to have too much katzach or even sleep next to katzach. Lo kasha habarecha habatamo. Well, it depends the aroma of it, the smell of it, or the taste of it. That's the difference. The smell of it is not good for you. But the taste of it is good, and therefore you could eat it. You just can't smell it. Amy, Rabbi Yirmiya, afile rifta, the mother of Rabbi Yirmiya used to bake bread, umidavkale, and used to stick the bread onto and next to the katzach, umakalfale, and then peel it off. Meaning she wanted Afka to get the taste, and not to get the smell, so she did it in a way to achieve that purpose. Okay, we haven't had a Gemara like this in a long time, in terms of the medicinal advice that the Gemara is giving, but whenever we mention this, we try to quote 2 points. Number one, actually two connected points. Tosfos and Maseches Moed Katan quotes that, among many Rishonim, there is a Gemara there, Maseches Moed Katan, that talks about a certain type of fish that was very healthy, amazingly healthy, and everybody used to eat it. Says Tosfos, Moed Katan Yud Aleph, Ubizman Azeh Tofsim Sakana L'Meichal Samech L'Sirchon. Right, they wouldn't. Now it's poison. The guy says it's amazing, and we hold in a couple of 100 years later, says Tosfos, that you can't eat it because it's poison. V'gam mishti alei avua, the acher, the asur, b'samach d'mali. So Tosfos says, I don't know, some things in the Gemara are great, and we say it's terrible. Says Tosfos, v'shema nishtanu, kamo harefuos shebashas. Maybe things, mitzias, realities have changed. What's called nishtanu ativim. Nature has changed. She'enon tovos bizman hazeh. O shema naharos debavil ma'alu lotvei. Maybe people change, or maybe the rivers change, or maybe fish. Meaning sometimes over time, realities, you know, get different. Realities get different. Like the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda is much quoted tshuva, right, about shiurim. The Noda B'Yehuda talks about eggs. The end of Mesechus Pesachim in the Tzlach. It says eggs. It says why do we have like our matzahs today are like tremendous, right? We have very big shiurim. It's one of the big shiurim, but everybody have to worry about the big shiurim. The Tzlach says, because our eggs, based on a lot of different sources, he says, there's one of two options that we can say today. Either our eggs have gotten smaller, or our hands have gotten bigger. And I'd rather not say our hands have gotten bigger, so I hold our eggs have gotten smaller, and that's what the Nodabi Yehuda says. Every kibetza that you need today is really two baits. I mean, two of our eggs, because eggs used to be bigger. That's the Nodabi Yehuda. So you say sometimes, Ishtanu Ativim, and Ishtanu eggs, and Mitzias of health issues. Right, health issues. Even Bizman Azeh, people in different places react differently to different types of medicines and different types of climates. There's a lot even based on place. So even in time, things could develop. That's Tosfos. This is quoted in many different places and context. Nishtanu Hativim, and that is the basis for the Chayrim HaKadmonim. The Marshal in Meseches Chulin quotes the Chayrim of the Kadmonim. A chera, meaning an excommunication. You have to make sure not to do it against refuah sheba Talmud, against medicines in the Gemara when it's not allowed to try to figure out what the Gemara meant and try to use those medicines. Number one, kadoshtanu ativim. Number two, we don't exactly know what these medicines are and how much to use from them and how to mix them and how to prepare them. Right, all the Gemaras at the beginning of Misha Achzu Kordaikis in the Meseches Gittin, a couple of major Gemaras in a few places in Shas, and in Meseches Avodah Zarah. I think those are the two major places. Here we have a couple of lines. But Gittin and Avodah Zarah want us to make sure that one stays away. Right, again, it's here in the Gemara, because the Gemara is full of everything. Hafok ba hafok, but the Gemara gives medicinal advice. But to actually use it, Lamaisa, that is something already that the Marshal, already hundreds of years ago, one is not allowed to try to use this these types of medicines. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you remember, the beginning of our Perek on Daf Lamed Hey, the different brachos of Borei Pri HaEitz and Borei Pri HaAdama, and Rabbi Yehuda had said, instead of saying Borei Pri HaAdama, one says, Borei Minei Dishaim. Very specific. Amar Reb Zeira Vitamer of Chinan Bar Papa. Ain halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. V'yamar Reb Zeira Vitema Rabbi Chinan Bar Papa. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Though we don't hold like him. Amar Kra Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Bless Hashem each day. V'chiba Yom Avarchin Oso. B'layla Ein Avarchin Oso. What? Only every day you should bless him, and not every night. Elo Malacha Kol Yom Bayom Tein Lo Me'ein Brachosav. No, Idarshan, it means yom yom, that means specifically tailored brachos for every single day. So, hachanami, kol min v'min, tein lo min brachosav. Specifically tailored brachos for every min. And that's why the more specific a bracha is, the more reflection of hakar that is. I think we mentioned maybe in the Parshas Shiur last week, that dayenu, what's the godless of dayenu? Because we specify. We don't just say, thanks Hashem for everything. Thank you for this, and thank you for that, and thank you for this, and thank you for that. And we give the mashal of a parent, a child bringing home a project, and the parent say, oh, it's wonderful, it's great. No, the parent says, oh, I see you did the red here, and you cut this, and you did that. The more specific the hakara, the greater a reflection of the hoda'ah. So to hear, the more specific, says Rabbi Yehuda, the greater the hoda'ah is. V'yam Rabbi Zeir, v'yitim Rabbi Chinim Bar Papa. Bo u're'ei, shlok emidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emidas Basav Adam. Look, Hashem is not like human beings. Midas Basav Adam, kli reikon masik. A person, if I make a kli, then I could, if I have an empty kli, I could fill it up. If my kli is already full, so then I can't put anything in it. It's already full. But in terms of Avodas Hashem, it's just the opposite. Malei machzik. The more we fill ourselves up with Torah, the more we can absorb more Torah. Reikon eino machzik. If I'm empty, that's in. Nothing's getting in. Right, I have to start myself. The more I fill myself, the more I'm going to be able to fill myself. Shneamar v'hayim shemoa tishma. Im shamoa tishma v'mavo tishma. If you already heard, you can hear more. If you haven't heard, then it'll be more difficult. Davar acher, or also, we also darshan on this pasuk, im shamoa b'yashan tishma b'chadash. If you have already heard about the old, you can hear about the new. Meaning chazara. If you already heard once, you're able to absorb more. V'im yifne levavcha, shuvlo tishma. But if one turns one's heart, then shuvlo tishma. In the biyuri chasidus, l'shas, they quote that, alderach drush, they quote from the Ma'ayana Chachma, if somebody holds themselves as Reikon, Misha Machzik Atzmo L'Reikon, Sho Yodea U'Margish, Shekala Mitzvos U'Maisim Tovim Sha'ose, Ein Ala B'Kocha Yisbarach, if I realize that I don't do anything myself, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Midas Basav Adam,
What should a person do? Right? What the kli reikon machzik. Basar adam, meaning people, they have to hold themselves as reikon and then they can be machzik. Then they can have a lot. Male, if I think of myself as male, ain't no machzik. Nothing is going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from his point of view, so then it's the opposite. But from our point of view, the darshan a little bit relating to the first line about reikon and male might be in terms of our own mentality. Good. We continue now. Getting back to the second Mishnah in the parak. If I made a hadama on fruit, I'm yotze. It's a more general bracha, more inclusive. It's okay. The alperos haaretz bori pri haetz lo yatsa. But on peros haaretz, be pri haetz. If I make a bori pri haetz on a vegetable, a more specific bracha than is allowed lo yatsa. I'm not yotze. It's less inclusive. But on all of them, if I say shahakol, yatsa. On all of them, that's the way it works. Shahakol, as we mentioned already a couple of times, shahakol might be a different type of bracha. Might work differently. It might not be, it's not related to the specific cheftza, but it's just related to the hanas hagavra, the person, and therefore we had Rabbeinu Yonah yesterday that says maybe if you have less than a shear, you'll make a shahakol. And we quoted a tshuva of the Marachar Zarua. It says even if you have a tafel before you eat the ikr, you might make a shahakol, because really it doesn't require a bracha, but you're getting hana. And that's why we had tosas coming up that maybe on a certain smell, you can't figure out you make a shahakol. Again, shahakol might be a different type of bracha. Good. Mantana to ikr ilon arahu, says the Gemara. Who's the opinion? We said in our Mishnah that you can make a bari pri hadama on fruit. So you see, a fruit, which is a bari pri ha'eitz, Hadama includes that. That an eitz could be also called min ha'adama. So who is that opinion that says the ikr part of a tree could also, arahi, an ikr of the ilan could also be referred to as adama or ara? So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda in a totally different context. Tisnan, the Mishnah says in Mesachas Bikurim, we know, we just had in last week's parsha, that when I bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a formula to say Mikra Bikurim. But you can't always say Mikra Bikurim. If one doesn't own any land, one cannot say Mikra Bikurim, because you can't say Hashem Asatali Hashem. You have to own land in order to say Bikurim. So the Mishnah discusses what happened if something happened to the land. In between my bringing the Bikurim and in between cutting it and coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehudi, Ditznan, Yavash Hama'ayan V'Niksat Ha'ilan, what if my fruit are no longer connected? Right, the tree gets cut down. The tree that I brought my Bikurim from is now cut, so it's been cut. So, maybe Ve'eno Kore, the Tanakhama says, maybe I could bring the Bikurim, but Ve'eno Kore, I'm not allowed to be Kore, because I can no longer say, Min Ha'adama Shonasatali. Right, so that the connection is lost. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, maybe Ve'kore. No, you still have the land. You might not have the tree, but you still have the land. And therefore, that's good enough. It's good enough that tree is enough connected to land. And therefore, that's the same shita that you're allowed, in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to see bori pri hadama on a fruit. Just like Rabbi Yehuda's fruit by Bikurim are connected to the ground, you can still say Hashem Asat Ali Hashem. So too, by Hilchos Brachos, one is allowed to make a hadama on a fruit, bidi evet. The big shiloh on this Gemara is the shita of the Rambam. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos quotes the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we paskin. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we say hadama on fruit. The problem is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam quotes like Rabbi Yehuda. That's fine in Hilchos Brachos, but if you look in Hilchos Bikurim in Dalid Yudbeis, the Rambam says hifrish Bikurim v'yavish amayano shenixas ilan mevi ve'eno kore. The Rambam paskins, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe ve'eno kore. You do not say the mikra bikurim. Lafisha zekimi she'en lo karka shari avda. It was dried up. It was cut down. So the Rambam paskins against Rabbi Yehuda in Ilchus bikurim. And sees the paskins like Rabbi Yehuda in Ilchus brachos. There is another girsa that some have that maybe the Rambam argues on Rabbi Yehuda in Ilchus brachos too. But that's more difficult. Rove of the girsos that we have is that he says yatsa if you say bari pri adama. So that's a problem because our Gemara seems explicitly to link the two and the Lecha Mishnah and all the Achron. I'm trying to get into the act. Why would the Rambam say that there's a chilek between Hilchas brachos and Hilchas bikurim? The Pnei Yeshua here says maybe the Rambam is just mesupik. I'm specific. So when it comes to brachos, savi brachos lahakel, you're not going to say a new bracha. And when it comes to Bikurim, maybe Veino Kari. You don't say it. That's the Pnei Yeshua right here. Probably maybe the most Lamaise. The Rambam doesn't say it's because of Suffolk, but maybe that's why he says it. The Maariv Chayes here just points out the problem and does not answer it. Either way, it's a problem. We continue. The Alperas Eila Haaretz. Says the Gemara on Peras Ha'ila, on Peras Ha'aretz, if you say Ha'et, it doesn't work. So Pshita, that's obvious, right? It's too specific, right? Vegetables are not Peros Pri Ha'et. So Amar Benach Bar Yitzchak, Lo Nitzrucha, El Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Chiddush is only according to a different Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Chita Menilan, who says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that wheat is a form of Elon, it could be referred to as something that grows on a tree. That's the Chiddush. Ditanya, where do we have this? Here it is. The different day is Brachas Daf Mem. What was the Eitz Hada'as? Ditanya, Elon, Shachlavena Adam Arishon, Rabbi Meir Omer Geffen Haya. Rabbi Meir says it was grapes. It was grapes. That's what Adam and Chava ate. She'en lecha davar shemibi yalala al ha'adam ela yayin. The thing, the item that brings the most trouble on a person, what drink can get you most into trouble? Wine. Shenemar vayishman al yayin vayishkar, as it says by Noach. Right, there are many examples in Tanakh, but at least we quoted the first one. Could have quoted Noach, could have quoted Lot, could have quoted many other examples. But that's why he says it must have been wine. Reb Nechemya amar teina haisa. No, it was figs. Shebedavar sheniskalko lebo niskenu. Because Chazal say no other tree would have offered their leaves to cover Adam and Chava with, except the tree that they ate from. Right? Every other tree would have said, I'm not getting involved in this original sin. Atena, you were the problem. Right? You contributed also. So that's the only one that allowed them to take from the leaf. Shebedavash miskalkalu, in the item that they were miskalkal, they sinned, boniskanu, they were able to cover themselves. Shenemar vayispru alei teina. So vines or figs, Rabbi Yehuda omer chita haisa. Rabbi Yehuda says it was wheat. Sheinatino grodea likros abba ve'ima atchiitom tam dagan. Because the first thing that a child eats is wheat. The child doesn't even know to say abba ima until he has the wheat. So that is the third opinion. So you see, according to Yehuda, we're talking about a tree. We're talking about an elon, and yet chita is called an elon. So sakadai dechamina, I might have thought, getting back to the chiddush of the Mishnah. Holvam Rabbi Yehuda chita min elon he. Since Rabbi Yehuda says chita is a type of tree, livra chalei bori priha eitz. Make a ha'etz on it. At least b'di'eved. Kamash balan, kamash balan, that's not true. Why? And here's a very important line. In terms of how do you determine eitz and hadama? Kamash balan, heicham of archinam bari priya eitz. When do we say a bari priya eitz on an item? What determines that something is a fruit and not a vegetable? In halacha, heicha techi shaklis le lepere. If, when you take off the fruit, the branch stays v'hadar mafik, and then the following season it's motzi more fruit. An apple tree, you take an apple off a tree, the tree lasts the whole year, and the following season more fruit blossom. Aval hecha, but in a situation the chishaklis le lepere leisi lagavza, but in a case where once you take the fruit the branch does not stay, you have a potato patch. Nothing stays in the ground after the potatoes are harvested. The hadar mafik, it doesn't have branches that it will then produce again. So the difference is whether it stays. So we spoke about a couple of days ago when we spoke about hearts of palm in terms of staying. Tosfos here says, the bottom on the Amun Aleph, Tosfos here discusses some fruit, mehacha nira, detutim. Tutim, strawberries, and others, botentus, v'chayotze behen, tzrichan levarech aleim, bori pri ha'etz. So it says, you make a ha'etz on these berries, because I derech ha'etz l'skaim, yamim rabim, because the bush stays, v'chi shakel ha'pri, v'shan ha'zu, hadarasi pri, boso ha'etz atzmo. Fruit is going to come in the next year on the same bush. So again, that's why we have all berries. All berries are eitz except strawberries. That's why tutim, you know, these tutim might not mean what we say are tutim. All other berries are eitz. Tosfos as tutim as eitz, but the general consensus is that strawberries are hadama. Okay, let's continue. V'yalkulonim amar shakol v'chulu. This also relates to bananas. That's why we make hadama on a banana, because the banana tree dies each year, even though it's this big tall tree. It does not. It's not like it stays alive and then it reproduces the following year. That's why bananas are in the category of hadama. The Mishnah says shahakal works for anything. So is that really true? Rav Huna amar chutz min apasim min ayayin. It does not work for bread or wine. bread or wine, it does not work. Shahakol works for everything else besides that. Why? Why are bread or wine different? Rashi says, Shegorim brachos har be'la'atzmo. They're very special. You use these brachas all the time. Hamotzi, Hagafen. So it's not going to be, it's too chashiv to be included. Kiddush, Havdalah, wedding. That's one day. If you look in the Rishash here, Rishash says, no, it's just because they're the only ones that get a more specific bracha than anything else. Everything else has general brachas, ha'eitz, and hadama. These get on they themselves. So that shows it's a different type of bracha. So again, the Rishash might be being mechalik. We've said so far, shahakol versus everything else. The Rishash needs to be mechalik between hagafen and hamotzi versus everything else. Hagafen and hamotzi, those are specific versus everything else. And shahakol only works on the general and not on the specific ones. And anyway, it's the Rashi and the Rishash. So that's the first day. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, I feel a pas v'yayin, even it could work for bread and wine. Neima katanai, let's say, maybe this is a machlokas tanaim. The Tosefta writes, Ra'a pas v'omar kamen no'e pasu, baruch ha'makom shebra'a yatsa. If I walk into a bakery and I say, oh, that bread looks awesome. Hashem, you're the best for making this. I could eat it. Yotzei yibracha. Ra te'ina v'amar kamenot te'ina zu. I see a fig and I say, what a gorgeous, beautiful fig. Baruch hamakom shebra yotzei. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, if that's your bracha, you are yotzei. Rabbi Yossi amar, no. Kala mishanim yimarbeya shetavu chachamim bebrachas. If you change the nusach that Chazal made up, lo yotzei dechavaso. You're not yotzei. So what is this machlokas about? So Neima, we think at first, Rav Huna da Amar Rav Yossi, Rav Huna who says, Shahakol does not work for bread or wine. He has a more limited view, holds like Rav Yossi, who says that you can't change. You can't change. That's why Shahakol doesn't work in the earlier case, and that's why this flexible one does not work. Rav Yochanan da Amar Rav Meir, and Rav Yochanan who says Shahakol works even for bread or wine, he says, these other brachas, this other formula would work too. So the Gemara says, no, they're not exactly parallel. Amar lecha Rav Huna. The Gemara says, no, each one can hold like the other one. Amar lecha Rav Huna. Anad amri afilu Rabbi Meir. I can even hold like Rabbi Meir. I can look on Rabbi Meir hasam. When does Rabbi Meir say that you are not allowed? I'm sorry, that you are allowed to switch. You can have the flexibility. Look on Rabbi Meir hasam. Ela hecha to come midkash made the pas. You mentioned bread in that bracha you made up. You still said, Hashem, thanks for the amazing bread. That's why it might work. Aval hecha deloka mitkar shmei depas, I feel Rabbi Meir moda. But in the case where you don't mention bread at all, you just say shahakol, so maybe even Meir would be moda that it's a problem. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the opposite, lecha. Amar lecha, anad amri, I feel Rabbi Yossi. Ad kan lakam Rabbi Yossi hasam, el mishum, dekam abracha delotzkin rabbanan. No, the problem there by Rabbi Yossi is that you didn't say a bracha that Chazal made. You made up your own bracha. Aval amar shahakol ni abidvaro detzakini rabbanan afilu Rabbi Yossi moda. But if he said shahakol, which is a bracha that Chazal made, it could work. So we are not bound to say that one shita holds like the other one. Vayter Binyamin raya karach rifta Binyamin the shepherd. Once time was eating bread. The amar and he said the following: Brich marei dahai pita. Blessed is the master of this bread. Meaning Hashem, great. Amar Rav Yatza. Rav heard about it and said, Yatza Yi Yotze. V'yama Rav, bye. Didn't we have earlier? Kol bracha Shem Baskar Hashem Inach Bracha. He didn't say Shem Hashem. Isn't that part of the definition of a bracha? Saying Shem Hashem? So, Damar Brich Rachmana Mare Dai Pita. He said Rachmana. He said Hashem's name. You're right. Rav wouldn't have allowed it if he just said Mare, Master. He said Rachmana Mare. Rachmana Hashem. V'habi Inan Shalosh Brachas. But don't you need Shalosh Brachas? Doesn't he need to bench? He's saying Yotze, this is all he had to do? So my yotze to come Rav Nami, yotze de bracha rishona. It means you only yotze de bracha rishona. What does bracha rishona here mean? So we might have said, it meant the bracha lefaneha. Hamotzi you were yotze. It wasn't talking about benching. But Rashi says it doesn't mean that. Rashi says bracha rishona here means the first bracha of benching. First bracha of benching. That's what bracha rishona. Maybe Rashi gets that because it says rishona and not lefaneha. But that is what Rashi says here. Says the Rashba. Right here, and he quotes us from Rashi, Umina Shaminan. You know what you see from here? She'ein nusach abrachas ma'akev kozman shu shomer samadveya. As long as you have the basic idea in your bracha, even if you're mishaneh, the version a little bit, it's okay. Kolomar, you can't start or end with an extra bracha da Hashem or take away a bracha da Hashem. But then he says, Mistaver li, he says, you know, it's really better not to. Really better not to, but if one did, me'ikra din, they might be yotze. So my kamash, once now we get back to the Gemara. Afagav damar v'lashon chol. But so what? Now what's the chiddush of this story then? That if you said a bracha, the exact parallel of the bracha. You said it in another language. You say it in Aramaic. Your yotzei tanina. We already learned that. Ve'lo ne'amar b'chalashon. The Mishnah says in Maseches Sota, the following items can be said in any language. Parsha Sota, when we do have an Isha Sota, Vidui Meiser, as we had last week, Kriyashma Utfilo Brechas Amazon. We spoke about Kriyashma and Tfilo earlier in the Masechta, about L'chadchila really is best, so some words aren't translatable, so it's better not to, but Mikra did, it could work. So we already know Brechas Amazon. So the Gemara says, Itzrich, Sakada the Chamina, that's where Rashi also probably gets it from, Brecha Rishona, because the next line talks about Brechas Amazon. So Itzrich, Sakada the Chamina, Hani Mili Damer Boshen Chol, Kihechid Zakina Rabbana Boshen Kodesh, I might have thought, only if you have an exact translation, an exact parallel in another language, that's the what could work. Avalo Amra Balashan Chol, Kiecha Dakina Rabbana Balashan Kodesh, Emalo. But if you don't have an exact translation, you just have a similar content, maybe that wouldn't be good enough for Bracha. Kamash Malan, it still is okay. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Yud, so he says, B'diyevet, so what's the halacha in terms of making up your own bracha? In terms of halacha l'maisa, this machlokes, we paskin if you said shahakol on bread, or if you said berich rachman and malkad mari dahai pita, yotza. The Shulchan Aruch paskin is yotzei b'diyevet. Aval l'chadchila, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, aser b'shteihen. You should not make up your own bracha, and you should not say shahakol. Right, the afa, even though brachas can be said, b'chol lashon, one should not change the nusach of Chazal. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Good. Continuing. Let's just finish up a little more. Gufa. Amar Rav Kol Bracha Shem Ba'azgar Hashem Eina Bracha, as we just quoted. Rav says, an ikar ingredient of the Bracha is Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, more. Kol Bracha Shem Ba'amachus Eina Bracha. You have to mention Hashem is the King. Not just Hashem's name, you have to mention He's the King. Amar Abaye Kavasi Rav Mistavar. I think Rav is correct. That you don't have to mention Malchus. Titania, because the Braisa says, last week's Parsha, Lo avarti mi mitzvah secha v'lo shachachti, when in Vidui Meiser I did not transgress your mitzvahs and I didn't forget. What does that mean? Rashi quotes this. Lo avarti mi levarechacha, I didn't transgress and not give you a make a bracha, v'lo shachachti mi lahaskir shimcha alav, and I didn't forget to mention your name relating in the bracha. V'lo Malchus lo tanya, it doesn't mention Malchus. It just mentions Shem Hashem. So, Rabbi Yochanan, Tani v'lo shachachti milhaskir shimcha u'malchus chalav. Rabbi Yochanan would just add in Malchus into that braisa. Tosfos here discusses where's Malchus in Shmoneh Esrei. If every bracha needs Malchus, there's no Elokeinu Melech Haolam. There's no bracha without Melech, according to Rabbi Yochanan. We don't have Melech in Shmoneh Esrei. So where's Melech in Shmoneh Esrei? So Tosfos quotes Elokei Avraham is like Malchus. Because Avram Avinu is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKol HaOlam, Elokei Avram is like Malchus. Swamp shot. I saw in the Chashuk Echem, and he quotes from Eli Elopian, who gives another pshat. And he says, sometimes, if you have somebody who is, I'll just read you his Lashon, he quotes a Mashal, he quotes, if you have someone who, he says, you have a son of a king who's in front of the tzibur talking about his father. He quotes, my father, Hod Malchuso, and he talks about him in third person in an amazing way. All the Malchus, but when he's with his father at home, he says, Dad, hey, what's going on? He's not as formal. So when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not Omeid Lefnei HaMelech, so we could say whatever, we could talk about him in a different type of way. But when we're Omeid Lefnei HaShechina, so then it's just us and him. So we don't even have to say Malchus, because we're Ben Lefnei HaMelech, Avinu. So therefore, he says beautifully, we can leave out the Malchus. Good. But again, he knows, other Rishonim try to substitute the Malchus. 2 minutes. Right on, whenever we eat something that does not grow from the ground, we say shahakol. Meat and chicken and eggs. V'al ha-chometz. V'al ha-novlos on chometz. Vinegar. V'al ha-novlos on unripe fruits. V'al ha-govai on grasshoppers. Omer shakol ni'ib varo. You say a shahakol on all these kosher grasshoppers and the others. Rabbi Yehuda omer, no. Kol shumin klala in mevarchan alav. Anything that has to do with something negative, something cursed, you do not make a bracha on. So we'll see which of these three he's referring to. If you have many minim in front of you, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh b'neiem min shiva alav hu mevarech. If you have one of the shivas haminim, that's what you make the bracha on. V'chacham im Omer, mevarech, alizan shayirtsa, v'cham say no, whatever you want. what's the case being discussed? So I'll have to see that Bezashem on tomorrow's daf. Tana Rabban, another Rashi could do him in Aretz, could go on Basar, Behemoth, Chayas, Vaopas, Vedagim, meat and chicken, Omer Shachon, Yibivaro. Ala Chalav, Yala Beitzim, Ala Gvina, milk, eggs, and cheese, Omer Shahakol. Ala Pasha Ifsha, on bread that became rotted. Vial Hayayin, Shehikrim, or wine that went bad. Vial Tashal, Shavar Tsurasa, Omer Shahakol. On all these semi disgusting items, if you're still eating them, you still say a shahako. Ala melech, vela zamis, vela kameinu pitrio, salt, zamis is also a type of dip. Vial kameinu pitrios, or on mushrooms, omer shahako, all these make a shahako. Lameimer, the kameinu pitrios, la vidu the karkaninu. Really? Mushrooms do not grow from the ground? Vatanya, but we say in Nidarim, hanodim ipeiro saaretz, asr ipeiro saaretz. If I make a neder from enjoying any fruit of the land, I'm not allowed to have any fruit of the land, umutav grain of pitrios. And I'm allowed to have mushrooms, because mushrooms are not considered peros haaretz. But v'im amar kol giduli karka alai, if I say anything that grows from the ground on me, asar afik meinu pitrios, that even mushrooms are off limits. Right? So you see, it does grow from the ground. So amar abaya, no. Mirba ravu me'ara, they do grow from the ground physically, and therefore they're included for nidarim, minki lo yanki me'ara, but they don't really get sustenance from the ground. And that's why sometimes you can have mushrooms growing in places that there's no dirt anywhere. Middle of nowhere, they're growing. Why? Because they grow from the air. And that's why you say shahakol on mushrooms. Ivaha al davar shein gidulam in ha'aretz k'tani, but didn't it say by the nidarim grows from the ground? No, tani al davar shein yonek min ha'aretz. What it meant was something that doesn't get nourishment from the ground. Period. We'll have to stop here. By the two dots, by the Shem, we will continue the coming days with the issue of order of brachos and the like. By the Shem, we'll try to have a daf be'in here tonight. We'll send out an email exactly what the topic will be.